Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a conference speaker and coach and your advocate for the family. So, is it time to change? An intentional change. A one thing change. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Hey, thank you, Kurt. Hi there, Dr. Randy Carlson in the Intentional Living Center. Welcome to our program today. We're talking about change, kind of a theme. Last month for members, you received a teaching from me that really focused on the signs that you need to read that would indicate let's stop and maybe make a change in your life. This month, we want to focus on having the courage to actually change. Here's a point. There's a law that we call the law of change. And the law of change says that nothing stays the same. Either things, your body, your relationships, your spirit, your finances, your work, your mind, any part of who you are and what's going on around you is either getting stronger or it's getting weaker, but things don't stay the same. In fact, the only thing that doesn't change, according to the Bible, is God himself. God is never changing. We change. And I do welcome the Intentional Living Center today. We've got some callers standing by. You're welcome to join us with your comments. You can share with us maybe answering the question that we have up on Facebook is what one thing could you change in your life that would help you become more intentional in your walk with Christ or in your life in general? You're welcome to share that on our comment line at 888-888-1717. Carol Ann says, praying first thing when I wake up. That would help her be more intentional. Ann says, stick to my plans and goals and take one step at a time. We call it the power of one thing here. Very powerful, by the way. Having one goal every day, maybe a small one, maybe just a few steps in the right direction, but you're heading in that direction, doing the next right one thing. James says to stop worrying. This is one thing. What is it? The one thing that you could change in your life to become more intentional. We'll get to some callers here on this in just a moment. And again, we'd love to have your comments for us. Just before we get to some callers, some of you may have, I don't know if you're like my wife, some of you are. She loves watching some of the shows on HGTV. Oh, I see that look in there. Some of you give me smiles and some old groans, right? And Chip and Joanna Gaines, Fixer Upper, out of Waco. I've told you the story. We had to make the trip there to see Magnolia Farms. And my wife's been going through withdrawal because they're coming off TV. Well, I don't know if you saw, they do a magazine every month. And their magazine last month, or for the spring here, is Magnolia Journal. And it shows Joanna Gaines on the cover. And it says, this spring we're taking a look at, big letters, intentional living. And the whole magazine is articles and stories and the backstories of people being intentional. So we're going to try to get Chip and Joanna, see if we can get them on the air here and here, because I know they're being very intentional in their life. And if you follow them like my wife does, you can even, you know, even Facebook them and tell them, hey, we need to hear you on the Intentional Living program. Tell us your story, okay? Anyway, that was an unintentional plug for for that. I could tell you stories. We've seen all the remodels over and over again, you know. Frankly, that's about the only decent stuff you can get on TV nowadays, that kind of thing. All right, back to the purpose here at hand. We're talking about change, and Randy's on the line in Tennessee. Randy, what's one thing you'd like to change in your life?
We're looking for a way to change a path or a legacy. I'm a third-generation divorcee, and I spent my marriage trying not to be a divorcee because of the past and what we've come from. So how do you put the brakes on the past?
Well, you can't let it continue to creep in. It's there. It's a reality. There's always a cost associated with an action or lack of action in our life. But I think Satan loves to take our past and use it against us, Randy. And there's a point of forgiving others, obviously, forgiving ourselves and realizing, here's the picture I have, that the windshield on your car as you're driving to work in the morning is always many times bigger than the rearview mirror. And the only reason I look in the rearview mirror is to see where I'm coming from, and maybe at times to see what's coming up from behind. But other than that, I take a glance at the past or what's behind me, but I put my gaze on the future, which is ahead of me. And I really think that's a picture.
Well, I come from, like I said, I'm a third generation divorcee, and I'm sorry to say that, but I see the impact on it. I see the acceptance among, I guess, the acceptance among family saying, you know, there's a third generation brought up in a very Christian military. My father's retired major, brought up in a military home. My mother raised us, and everything that we talked about or worked on in our marriage was not to be divorced. I mean, it's just something that you talk about when you come from a divorced family. You talk about not being divorced. So that past, that legacy, a third generation, how do you just put an end to it?
Wow. Listen, you start right where you are, Randy, right where you are now, and accept the fact that sometimes life is broken. That little children's thing, you know, Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and they couldn't put him back together again. The fact is God does put us back together again. Doesn't mean you don't have some of the scars from being put back together. But accepting the fact that life isn't perfect, but God is perfect, and then taking the next step and going in the right direction can be a very positive thing. Okay, Randy, thank you for your call. You know, I'm thinking about this topic today of having the courage to change is really a core topic. It's a core issue for our Intentional Living members because change is inevitable. You know, you've heard the saying, change or die, right? I mean, there's a reality. If we don't change in our life in a positive way, we think we can hide out from change. Well, just look in the mirror and you see that change is inevitable. You can't stop it, but what are you going to do about it? And we talked about the law of change earlier, that everything is changing, either getting stronger or weaker. And so at the end of the day, you can either choose to be there's really three choices you have. You ready? Here they are. One is, you can be good intentioned about change. You can be good intentioned about your marriage. Let's be real specific. Let's say your marriage is really not where you want it to be. It isn't growing, and there's more tension and there's distance. It's maybe not terrible, but you just know it's not where it needs to be. It won't stay there. If things start to slip, you know they continue to slip. There's a tendency, you know, things don't stay the same. They're going to continue to decrease. And so the question is, if you stayed on the path you're on right now in your marriage, where are you going to be in 6 months or 6 years? So you have one choice, is just have a good intention that someday I'm going to make a change. Someday we're going to work on our marriage. A lot of people live in this state of constant procrastination and don't act on it. And in any area of our life, procrastination will ultimately come and bite us on the backside. And it can be in our health or in our finances and certainly in our marriage relationship. So one approach is to have good intentions. There's another approach of these three, which is what I call an unintentional approach, which means I don't really think about it. I just try different things. Maybe if I do enough things, maybe one of them will work. We use the little grasshopper as an example because the grasshopper hops from leaf to leaf to leaf without really any sense of order or intentionality. And a lot of us are like grasshoppers. We're just jumping around, busy, exhausted, but, you know, we're not really seeing the kind of change that we wanted to have in our life. That's very unintentional. So you have a good intentioned approach, you have an unintentional approach, and we teach about being intentional, setting godly goals, knowing what God's intention is, understand what the scripture is, what the scripture teaches, and then actively developing habits every day by little steps that become habits in our life to move us in the direction to have the courage to change. That's what we're talking about today. All right, we're going to get to some more calls and some more teaching on this topic today, having the courage to change. If you have a thought, join us, 888-888-1717, press number 2, and you can leave your comment with us. We'd love to hear it.
Has anyone ever challenged the realness of your faith? Challenged you about the Bible? or America's Christian roots? Well, Intentional Living Center has planned the perfect vacation for you and your family this October. The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. tour will take you on historian-guided tours, giving you the true story behind Washington's most iconic sites. And your faith will be affirmed and strengthened as you visit the brand new 430,000 square foot Bible Museum. You'll also join Dr. Randy Carlson and other listeners to pray for our nation and its leaders. October will be here before you know it, so register now at theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
You will be the same person in 10 years that you are right now, unless you change three things.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Robert McFarland, our Intentional Leadership Coach.
You will only be able to change things about yourself if you will change the person you will become. So to change the person you will become, first, adjust your thinking by introducing yourself to good ideas. You will introduce yourself to good ideas through reading good books, like the Bible. Second, to change who you will become, allow yourself to meet new people. You will become like the people you surround yourself with. Finally, to change who you'll become, set new goals for yourself and make them big goals. It's the little changes you will make every day that will make you who you want to be. And it all starts with reading good books, meeting new people, and setting big goals. For Intentional Living, I'm Robert McFarland.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can become an intentional mom. Mommy, I forgot. Hey, I'm telling you, parents, when a kid says to you, Mommy, I forgot, they really didn't forget. What they're saying is that they didn't do what they were supposed to do. What's the purpose of nature of saying, I forgot, Mommy? It's a way of them trying to weasel themselves out of something that they should be held accountable for. So, hey, parents, why did God give kids parents? So we can hold them accountable. You know, it's all about teaching and training your children. So the next time your little Fletcher says, Mommy, I forgot, realize he's trying to con you. And you don't want to be conned by your four-year-old, do you? So be a good mom, be a good dad, do the right thing, live the intentional life.
All right, little apologies to all the Fletchers out there. That's Dr. Kevin Lehman. You say, hey, I've read his books. I know who he is. Maybe you've seen him on TV. He's often on national television. He's prolific with writing. He's got over 50 books, and he's got a lot of humor and practicality when it comes to teaching on parenting, especially. And we've given him the assignment at our conference to focus on making children mind without losing yours. My assignment is talk about intentional love and marriage. We're going to blend those because they both matter, your marriage and your kids. And we'll be taking some questions. I'll be teaching. He's going to be teaching. We never know what's going to happen with a Kevin and Randy conference. It's going to be a lot of fun. The 21st in Glendale, this is going to be, we call it Hope for Your Home. We could have called it Humor and Help for Your Home as well. We're going to have a good time. I'm really looking forward to seeing you. If you said, hey, oh, we haven't gotten tickets, you can do it right now by going to the website at theintentionallife.com. Here's what I know because I've seen it. You've heard the testimonies too. People's lives, many of them are radically changed as a result of what they hear. You need to hear, and we all need to hear sometimes just one thing you can take away and apply to your life. That's intentional living. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. Today we're talking about having the courage to change. Remember, if you put the little prefix D-I-S in front of courage, what do you get? You get discouraged. And if you are discouraged, you've lost your courage. Maybe you've lost your courage in your marriage, since we're thinking of marriage and parenting. Maybe you've lost your courage as a parent. You know, you feel kind of overwhelmed. This discouragement is what sets in. And we know that discouragement comes as, and Satan loves it, by the way. I mean, Satan is the ultimate discourager. I mean, he gets his jollies out of discouraging us, and spiritually and otherwise. And so when we title this program, Have the Courage to Change, in other words, You feel discouraged. You've tried to change and you haven't changed. You've tried to change. You go so far and it doesn't happen. You've even prayed about it and God's working with you and then you stop. You have to have the courage to stand back up, ask God for continued strength and courage. Ask God, do you ever pray, Lord, give me courage today that I can move in a direction that will bring you glory? Give me the courage to follow through to make the changes I need to make. One of the things we're going to talk about at the conference, what are some changes that you could make that are going to help your kids grow up and be successful adults? What are some things you're going to hear at the conference that's going to say, hey, here's two or three things if you have the courage to do and decide upon will radically change your marriage? And it comes from having not only an idea, but having the courage to act on it. That's really what this thing of intentional living is all about. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Georgia. Jennifer, what's the one thing that you'd like to change?
Well, in my relationships, especially with my spouse, I would like to change me appreciating him more instead of looking at everything that he does and that I wish he would change.
Do you find then you get an attitude problem?
Yes, I'm very critical, and I have a control issue where I always feel like I have to be in control, because when I'm not in control, I feel like things are going to go bad, and it creates a lot of problems in my marriage.
And so it's control, because if you don't control, you think things are going to turn south, and you're responsible for everything.
Correct. When I was younger, there was a lot of things that happened in my life that I had no control over at the time. And I think I developed this attitude that if I'm not in control, bad things happen.
Yeah. Well, what's it like when you decide not to control?
It gives me a lot of anxiety, and it's very scary. But, I mean, in the end, the bad thing I'm thinking about doesn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just a pattern of me just keep doing it and keep doing it, and eventually it's going to get easier for me.
Yeah, it's a daily thing, isn't it, Jennifer, to learn that we don't control much. And for those of us who are controllers, I tend to be on that side of the line. If you have a line down the middle, I tend to be on the controller side because we think that if we control things, then it's going to be okay. When you realize we don't control much. But I'll tell you what we do control. You do control what you think. You do control what you do. Those are things you do have control over. That's why intentional living focuses so much on our thinking, on our attitudes. We have control over that. No one makes you have a crummy attitude. If they'd change, then I wouldn't have a bad attitude. I mean, come on. We have a bad attitude, or we'll find out a way to have a bad attitude. I mean, I get frustrated listening to these political debates today. If you got a bad attitude toward somebody on the other side, it's going to come through, right? No matter what they do, you're going to hear about it, because that just flows out of our heart. We do have control about our thinking, our attitudes, and our behavior, what we do. And that's where we try to focus here at the Intentional Living Center. All right, we're going to get to some more callers here in a moment. We'd love to hear your thoughts. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Change is inevitable. Change is a part of life. And the fact is, you're not the same as you were yesterday. There's little changes, and most of the changes that occur in our life, we can't perceive until we see a photograph or until something happens in our life and we go back and take a little check from a year ago or 2 years ago, and we realize how much change has occurred in our life. So when we think about this process of change, there's an inconvenient truth that when we focus on the things that we cannot change, instead of what we can, we momentarily escape the spotlight of personal responsibility and endanger the most important things in our life.
Wow.
I said it, but I still say wow, because that's true. When we spend time focusing on the things that we cannot change, and let's face it, that's what many of us do, because it's fun. Because at the end of the day, we're not responsible. We can blame someone else for the outcome. But when we do that, ultimately we lose. By the way, I want to say something to members, those of you who are standing with us in our circle of membership support every month, your $30, your $50, your $100 a month going into our listener-supported ministry. This teaching is coming your way. This is the April teaching. Having the courage to change, the whole lesson that I taught on this topic is coming to you as a way of saying thank you for your support. And I would say to those who have yet to join the circle of supporters, we know you're there. We've opened up the circle to come on in today and invite you to come and be a part of this. Your monthly support allows the Intentional Living Ministry to continue and allows us to be able to say thanks by sending you the monthly CD every month, a brand new CD. If that's something you would like, we'll get it to you. We're going to send you a new member kit, which includes a couple of our best-selling books from Intentional Living. You can sign up today. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button there. It's there for you. And join us today. And I'd like to be able in the days ahead to be able to say thanks to you personally on the air for joining us. In fact, let me say thanks to some who have recently joined us. I want to say to Kyle and Lisa from Albuquerque, thank you for becoming monthly members of the Intentional Living Center. Margo from Clare, Michigan, thank you for joining in support, $40 every month. And here's Dora from Albuquerque as well. Thank you. Another Albuquerque listener joining us in support, $40 a month. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate it. We'd love to report on you as well. As you call 888-888-1717, press number 4 during West Coast business hours, or you can go online anytime. Again, go to theintentionallife.com. Virginia is on the line. Virginia, what about change? What have you learned?
Well, honestly, I believe I had change in my life about a year ago. And to make a long story short, I was very ill back in 2004-05 with respiratory problems and was almost at the point of going on oxygen. And I begged the Lord to just give me my health back. And then as soon as I found out that I had recovered from all of that and that the Lord had healed my body, he blessed me with my third child at 41, which was a total blessing because we got our son. And so we have two daughters and a son. And then the Lord also opened up many other blessings. He opened up blessings so that I would be able to continue working. And he put me in an area that I never thought I would ever be in, which was a preschool teacher. And that was a blessing in itself because I ran into many beautiful children and children that were able to see the Lord through me in teaching and doing funny, silly things in the classroom. And I enjoyed every single bit of that. And then back about a year ago, I was involved in a car accident, and I could no longer go forth with my ministry that the Lord had given to me because I was in so much pain. And so what happened was that I had to resign from my position at my job. And so therefore, I spent a lot of time at home reading my Bible, listening to pastors on Channel 11 and 23, and just building my strength up even that much more and asking the Lord why. Of course, you ask why did this happen to me, you know, but I just praise the Lord now because it was very difficult at the time. And of course, you know that any preschool teacher gets very attached to their students, you know, and they're like your second set of children, basically.
So many of us, when we look retrospectively, we look back upon a time of change in our life. At the time, we didn't understand or we were caught up in the emotionality of the experience. And so in the midst of change, wow, we want to try to get control back, don't we? And we realize we have little. Okay, Virginia, thank you for your call. All right, Michelle, what one thing would you like to change in your life?
Just to change, not the little things get to me. Actually, it does affect me like the next day and the following day, so it has effect for, I say, almost 20 years. And
well, what are the little things that bug you?
Like, I live with my sister, and she has 7 kids.
How many kids? How many?
Seven.
That's not a little thing.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, for the past couple of years, I mean, she's been living with us, so it's like, I gotta just let it go, not let it get to me, watch my anger emotions, and just let it be, and just that's how it is, you know. But it has affected me with my sleep and work and everything. So, but I'm trying to like keep it cool. I don't know when is the best time to talk, when to speak or not speak.
You know, listen, I'll tell you, finding that balance, Michelle, is always a battle. And I, you know, as we're thinking about change, maybe this will be helpful for you. As I said earlier, there's a lot of things that we can't change, and it's easier to focus on those things than the things we can change. And in the book of Ephesians, it talks about, A, being renewed in the spirit of your minds. So obviously that's something we can do, as we allow God to renew our minds. We can change our thinking. That's one thing. In that same passage, a couple of verses later, it says, be angry, but do not sin. Isn't that interesting? And I think the reference there really implies, listen, we can have emotions that can be negative emotions in our life. Anger can be a negative emotion, for example. But we should not allow that to cause sin in our life. So we have control of our emotions. I always tell people emotions are like fuel, right? Put fuel in your car to move the car along. You get emotions. Maybe you're feeling lonely. Maybe you're feeling hurt. Maybe you're feeling anxious. To be able to use those emotions to say, God, what needs to change in my life, right? What needs to change where I can grow? A couple of verses later, it says, let no profane or what's the word that it says? I don't have the Bible in front of me. Unwholesome. There it is. Thank you, Rob. Unwholesome speech come out of your mouth. We have control of what we say. You ever said something, try to draw it back in, right? You have control of what comes out of your mouth. And then it's also very clear. It says that you should work with your hands. It says a couple of verses later. We have control over what we do. Our head, our heart, our hands, and our mouth. Those are things that we do have control over. And when we think about changing, here's my one thing challenge for you. For this next 30 days, I want you to pick either your head, your heart, your hands, or your mouth, and I'm going to say, what's one thing in one of those four areas that I need to change in the next 30 days? Is my thinking need to be renewed, or is there an emotion I have that I need to really manage? And every day, just, Lord, this is, you know, today I'm managing this emotion, whatever it is, if it's anger or loneliness. Or is it my mouth? Do I need to, the next 30 days to just be quiet when I want to say something? Or only speak words of encouragement? Or is it something that I do? I'd love to hear what it is. You share with us what that is. If you come to our website, theintentionallife.com, click on the highlights for the broadcast there, and you can share with us the one thing so we can pray with you about it. I'd love to hear it. Just go to theintentionallife.com. There's your one thing challenge. Members, thank you for your prayer and your support. There's always a small group that always holds things together. Isn't that the way life works? And I want to thank our members and make the door open for you to come and be a part of this very special circle of friends who are making this program and this ministry possible each and every month from the Intentional Living Center. Again, just go to theintentionallife.com. From all of us at the Intentional Living Center, we love you guys and thank you for being a part of the program today. See you next time.